We are continuing Daf Yud Ches, and we're starting from the two dots right before the wide lines. It says in the Mishnah, Meis Echamhem, when you have these two animals that were born the same time, and according to Rabbanon, one of them is considered a Bechar, one of them is not a Bechar. And we had a Machlokes, Rav Tarfon says that the Kohen gets the better one, and the Gemara said the Svar is because probably the healthier one came out first. And according to Rav Akiva, the Kohen gets the weaker one. Then it says, if one of those two die, Rav Tarfon says, Yachleiku, and Rav Akiva says, Amayitz Mechaveir Olav Arai. So the Gemara, Meis Echad Mem, Rav Tarfon, Mem Yachleiku, Amay Yachleiku, why do we split it? Nechzi, let's see which one died. E, Shomein Mis, if the healthier one died, the Kohenu, then the Kohen died. And the one that's left belongs to the Balabais. If Kachlish missed, if the weaker one died, the Balabais missed, the Balabais is the one that died. And the one that's left is the Kayin. So why Yechleku? We know the Kayin gets the healthier one, so we'll look which one died. Rabbi Tarfon was Chayzer from his Shita. He was Chayzer in this part of Mishnah, he was Chayzer from what he said before. Rekiva Imer, Hamoitzim Mechaver al Araya. The Allah is, Hamoitzim Mechaver al Araya. If one of them die, Hamoitzim Mechaver al Araya. Omer Rav Chia, Moshul der Rav Tarfon Lama. Rav Tarfon holds it, Shachleikum, and Kiva holds it, Shachleikum, and Kiva holds it, Omer Rav Chia, Moshul Rav Tarfon Lama, Dava Daim, what's the Daim, to Lishnayim Shef Kidu Etzer Raya. Two people gave their animals to a Raya, and one of them dies, and the Raya is not sure which one's which. They didn't know which one's which. They look exactly the same. Wouldn't know which one died. So Shemniach Raya B'nehim, the Raya puts the animal between them, Mustalik, and he leaves. It's, you know, it's no Muchzik, so Mustalik, and they make a Yachleiku. And the Gemara before it was Akiva, and the case of Rav Tarfon has to be, Meis Echamem has to be a case where it was both of this, you know, both of these Charim, both of these firstborn, you know, the firstborn that was a Safik, both of those were by a Raya, and therefore there was no Muchzik, and therefore it's Yechleiku. Umasha Akiva Lamad Dava Daimer, Laachar Shehifkid Eitzaba Abayis, Laechot Shehifkid Eitzaba Abayis, one person was Mafkid Eitzel Habala Bayis. And he left it there, and one of them died. And we're not sure if it's his died or the Baal Bayis died. There, you want to make the Baal Bayis pay, you have to bring a Raya. That's the case here also, that it died in the Yisrael's Rishos. And Yisrael says, you have to prove which one's yours. And then, you know, maybe yours died. So Frank the Gemara said, Elamai Pligi, what's the Mahalik of Tafan Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva, Pollock, which times of Kiva, it's a Raya, Shavaniach, Raya, Mistalik? Does Rabbi Kiva argue in a case where both these animals landed up by a third party? And that the biachleiku is pashut achleiku. Rav Tarfon polig ba'echal shifgetz v'alabayis. And does Rav Tarfon argue if the Yisrael was holding on to both of them? It's pashut moitzim mechavel v'raya. Why is achleiku? Amar Rav Avitam Rav Papa. You're right. Hakol moedim b'shnayim shifgidu etzaraya shemaniach roya b'neim umistalik. Everyone agrees by two people that were mafgid their behemoths by the roya, and one of them died. We're not sure where it is. The Raya puts it in front of them, and he says, here, you guys fight it out. And the Lachav Yachleiku. And we don't argue, but Echa Shifgeret V'Abayis, Shamoyitzim Mechaveir Al-Varay. And everyone agrees that when you give it to V'Abayis, Shamoyitzim Mechaveir Al-Varay. L'Nechku Al-Vachotz V'Abayis, V'Raya Koy. The Machleikis is in a case, special case. It was in the V'Abayis's Chotzer, the animals, and the Koyin was the Raya. V'Shas, when this Behema gave birth to the firstborns. Tarfon Sova. Rashi explains that the Baal Bas wants to be Mekayim Bechor right away. So therefore he tells the Kohen, the minute the Bechor is born, you have Kinyan Chatzar in my Chatzar, and it's Kohenet to you. And he also, he wants his Chatzar to do mitzvahs and let the Kohen bring up his Bechor on my property. And therefore he allows for Kinyan Chatzar. And therefore, it's like a chatz ashot from now, and they both are kind. There's two of them born. One looks Yisrael, one looks the Bechor. Not sure which is which. One looks the Kayin. So it's like a shutvis. It's like a makom shutvis. Therefore, yachleiku. Rakiva saw Rakiva this the pseida since he could land up losing, and therefore like makalei midam. He's never makalei the chatz because he could lose when it's a suffik. He could lose out. Usually, alacha be a moitzim mechaver avaraya. Here, he'll lose out. I have like a echa shifkes baal bayis, and it's like you were mafkid something to the baal bayis. The baal bayis is the muchzik, he's in control, he's the status quo. So the machlekes is does the baal bas, does the baal bayis, is he makne part of his field to the kohen? That's the machlekes. And Tosh speaks out I never made a kinyan here. The koyin never made a kinyan on a chatzer. So Tosfos says, "Fill of like kinyan kakane the kama shav and afshe." He wants this mitzvah so much, he's meshabed himself and does this kinyan, lets him have even without a kinyan. And Tosfos says, "Not a pshat." A lot of times the roya opens and closes the door, so that's like a chazaka. I in Tosfos. See a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah is, you know, very similar to what we had. Shtei Rechelav Shlei Bikru. You have two sheep that never gave birth. They both the first have firstborns. V'yoldu Shnei Zecharim. Each one had a firstborn. D'alach is Shneihem L'Kayin. They both go to the Kayin. You have to give the Kayin both firstborns. Zachar v'Nekeva. Let's say one gives birth to Zachar, one's a Keva. Hazachar L'Kayin. And the Keva obviously you keep. What happens if one has a zachar and the other one has a zachar and a keva? Shnei zacharim and a keva. We don't know which one's which, but you see, two zacharim and a keva came out. So here, echad loy, one goes to himself, echad l'kayin, because only one is for sure a bechar. Now, which one does the kayin get? So this machlekes sounds familiar. We had the same machlekes before in the Mishnah. Tarf neimer, a kayin bar loy siyaf. The kayin takes the better one. Which means he takes the worst one, takes the kachosh. Meshamneim means you take the good one, you put it in the middle there, and you say, you know, pick it, you know, bring a rye and you can have the better one. But Shani, the other one, Yirat Yistav, as the pastor, and he'll get some mum. The Chayiv Matanis, and the Yisrael is Chayiv Matanis on his. Abyesi Paitim. Abyesi was a potter. Why a potter? So he said, see later on in the Mishnah, because they split when they switch it, it's like the coin sold it to Yisrael and you part of Matanis for that. Meisach, man, one of them died, one of the Sfekas died. Rav Tarfon Eimer, Yachaliku, because he was Chayze on a Shita, about taking the better one. And Rekiva Eimer, Moitz Mechaber, all of a Raya. Kiva holds that he has to bring a Raya and he gets nothing. The coin is bring a Raya that it was the one that died, was the Yisrael's, and then he can't have it. Since he can't bring a Raya, he gets nothing. Let's say these two sheep, they gave birth to Shtei Nekeves V'Zachar, two Nekeves and a Zachar, or Shtei Zachar V'Shtei Nekeves, ain't kind of like a Klum, can't get anything. Why not? Because maybe each one had a Nekeva first. And since we can't prove it one way or another, therefore the Kohen gets nothing, because Amoitz Mechaver Alav Araya. What happens if you have two sheep, Echad Bikra, Achas Bikra V'Achas Le'Bikra, one had a firstborn already, one did not have a firstborn yet, V'Yoldo Shnei Zacharim, and he gave birth to two Zacharim. So, Echad Loi, Echad Kayin. One is Israel's, one's a Kayin, because they have two Zacharim, so they show one Bechar here. So one goes to the Kayin. Which one do you get? Retire from name by Kayin Baris Yafa. The Kayin picks the better one. Kivayim Masham name, he gets the worst one. Vashani Yirach Yisdav, and the second one is Yirach Yisdav, V'chayiv Matanis. And the other one, you wait to get some mum, and you chayv matanis. Rabbeisi, Rabbeisi holds your potter. Why? Rabbeisi, you call shachalifa biyad koyim. If you get switched biyad koyim, potter matanis, you said as far as it is, because like the koyim sold the other one to the Israel, and therefore you're potter matanis. Rameyim mechayv. Meisechamem, if one of these two that's a safik died, you don't know which one. Meisechamem. Zachat Gemara. But you know, by the case of Shnei Zecharim, you don't know which one died. It's the Vachar or not Vachar. From Tavram Yechalikur, Kivayim, Waitz Vachar Araya. Zachar in the cave of these two sheep, the one that had already a firstborn, one didn't have. Zachar in the cave ain't kind of Koyin Klum, because maybe the one who never had a baby had it in the cave, and therefore ain't the Koyin Klum. Zachar to Gemara Vaita. Vitricha. We land up having three cases of Rabbi Kiva Shita and Rav Tarfon, are three cases that all of them, Rabbi Kiva says he gets the worst one, Rav Tarfon gets a better one. The first case was that one sheep gave birth to two. The next case was that you had two sheep and they each had one. And the last case is you had a Rachel that had a firstborn before and one didn't have a firstborn and they had Shnei Zecharim. Those are three cases. V'tzricha, you need all three cases. The Yashmin and Kamais, even into the first case, if you come to Rav Akiva, the Trei Mechada, that way Rav Akiva says that you say, Amoitzim Mechavaraya, because two babies came out of one. Aval Rechelav Shloi Bikru, the Trei Mechada, V'chad Mechada, Eime Moidler of Tarfin, Dahach Yalda, Chad Shaviach Tvei. that one that had one is the better one. Like this. The other case is that we had, the next case was that you had or born, there was two zecharim and a keva. So therefore, he only gets one, because maybe the other one had a keva first. But here, one of them had a multiple birth, and the other one didn't have multiple birth. So why don't you say that the better zachar, the healthier zachar, is the one that's the bechar, that didn't come together with the nekeva. Because if it came together with a nekeva, it would have been less healthy, because twins are usually less healthy than a single birth. So let us say, and we know one of those animals, if there's a two zachar and one nekeva born from two animals, remember one of the animals had a zachar by itself. One of the animals had a zachar by itself, because that one's healthier. So you can assume it really is possible that one of them had an akeva and had two zacharim. But let us say that since this one is healthier than the rest, looks, you know, more geshmak, it probably came from the single birth, and therefore it should go to, you would say, maybe I'll give that to the kohen because it's a svara. Go to the kohen. Kamash lo, no, still he holds not. So much to the raya, and you give him the kachosh. And if the dear Akiva argued, because they're both the same, they're both equal, they never had a bechar before, they're both equal. So they say much zacharaya. Of a achas bikur, achas bikur, but the last case where the case was, you had one sheep that already had gave birth once, one didn't ever give birth. So you'll say the better one probably came from the one that never gave birth, because the first born ever is probably better. Yosne is charam, and moidle, they're of tarfin, the hachtloy bikra should be echtvei, that the one who never gave birth is better tzricha. Still, he holds a moitzim mechavei ol araya. And he also don't give the better one. All these svaras are not good enough svaras, and still, it's a moitzim mechavei ol araya. So we stop at a Mishnah on top of Daf Yotes Amud Aleph.